Okay, so we've been talking about this all evening, and I'm very happy to say that they finally arrived in the studio. Xavier and Gaspard, otherwise known as Justice, welcome. You're such a minger.
Hi, and so I am ill.
He's ill, and he's afflicting us with the sounds of his throat.
Yeah, I just want to warn people that maybe I will talk a bit like weird or make like some weird noises.
Yeah.
Just so you know, I'm really ill.
This is the first time you've been in Radio 1, right?
Yeah, we did like one mix for a show like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But it was in another studio, or maybe it was not Radio 1.
Okay. For those people who don't know so much about you guys, maybe you could run me through like, how you guys came to know each other and make music with each other.
I think we met 4 years ago in early 2003.
Mm-hmm.
And just by common friends. I think I was making out with a girl who was the best friend of Gaspard's best friend's girlfriend.
Okay.
So it sounds a bit complicated, but if you do like if you make a drawing, you will see it's
yeah, it makes sense.
It just involved like 4 persons and it's quite simple.
Yeah.
And so these common friends were having a really small indie label in Paris, and at this time they were trying to put out a compilation, so they asked everybody around them to make a track. And when they asked us to get involved, we were together, and so we said, okay, let's try to make this track together. And that's why we made our first track, which is kind of bad, like a really, really crap track.
Yeah.
And I guess nobody can find it.
Maybe if you're listening now and you have a copy, you can let me know, send it in, and we'll play it on the show to embarrass you.
And so after this track, 3 weeks after, Campus Radio in Paris set up a contest to make a remix of Simian, Never Be Alone. And so it was a good excuse for us to make music, so we did it. And we lost that contest. So it was the beginning for all of us. And
yeah,
that's how it started.
So you're saying that We Are Your Friends, as we know it now, was that your second record you ever made?
Yes.
Wow. Are you sick of it?
No, not at all.
Okay, good. Since your first record 4 years ago, you've been DJing all over the world. Do you like coming to the UK? Is that something that you look forward to coming to?
No.
It's crap.
No, we don't like you, UK people. No, sure. And especially because the first year we started to play,
yeah,
we were traveling a lot to Germany and never to UK. And then after we changed and we signed with a UK booker, so we started to come to London. And trust me, like after having played every weekend of 1 year in Germany,
yeah,
when you arrive to UK, it's like the promised land.
Why?
Because we did like so many German gabber raves in 2 caverns in Germany and stuff like this.
Yeah.
We were finally happy to come into a civilized world with people that are expecting like something else than German gabber and stuff like that. Yeah, really, we played like some so weird parties. Finally, we are here. It was cool.
So we're gonna go now back a year to May 2006 and listen to the mini mix that you did for us. We're gonna come back and speak to you later. Okay, here it is. Justice. New album is called The Cross. You've already heard one track from it, DVNA. I'm going to play you another one before midnight tonight. It's Annie Mac. It's a mashup if you've just tuned in. So you heard the mini-mix earlier on from Justice. You also heard one of my favourite tracks on the album, DVNO. Xavier and Gaspard are still with us. What does DVNO stand for?
In every suburbs of the world and every city close from the sea in the world,
yeah,
there is always a nightclub called El Divino.
El Divino. There's one in Ibiza.
There's one, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Because there is one everywhere in the world and in every city, every like a sea. There's not a deep meaning in that track, and this is just a short story about like clubs where you have to wear like I don't know, like a white shirt to get in or
yeah,
something like that.
And shoes, no trainers.
Yeah.
So the album, can I call it The Cross? Is it like a symbol, like Prince type thing? Can you say the words The Cross, or do I have to like put my fingers up in the shape of a cross?
It's kind of a hard name, and and we discovered, we chose the name with Gaspard and Somi and Pedro in the plane.
Yeah.
In the plane.
Somi is the guy who does all the visuals for you. Yeah.
And so we had this brainstorming because we had to have a name fast. And so when we arrived, we called the record company to say, okay, we have the name. You can like set up everything. And so they said, what's the name? And we are like, and then we realized that it's really hard to say because there is not an actual name. Yeah. So you can call it whatever you want.
Okay.
And history will decide what's the name of this album.
Wow. Profound. A few more things before we go. A lot of people in the press, you've had a lot of articles written about you and stuff, compare you to Daft Punk. Does that annoy you?
Yeah. What is annoying, I think, is just that, okay, the first thing is that, like, obviously this is just like not true, so but this is not everything. Like, when people are talking to us in interviews, say, hey, yeah, it makes me think about Daft Punk, and what you say, why? And they're just unable to answer.
Yeah,
and I think,
because you're French and there's two of you.
But this is just this. I think, like, obviously we knew when we started that we could not avoid the comparison because we are two, because we are four friends, and we have the same manager.
Yeah.
But for example, like, I remember that, like, before us, Milo was the new Daft Punk.
Yeah.
And now, like, even these two German guys called Digitalism,
yeah,
they are also the new Daft Punk.
Yeah.
And in two months, there will be a new Daft Punk. So I think this is just like a lazy journalistic quote. And
yeah,
I think this is just not true and not really interesting.
Okay.
Comparison.
Yeah. Also, what music at the moment are you really liking? Are you DJ the whole time? So is there any artists or DJs that we can be looking out for?
Yeah, let's talk about that Australian band who is called Midnight Juggernauts.
Midnight Juggernauts,
yeah. They are from Melbourne.
Yeah, I've got one of their songs I got off the internet. It's wicked.
If Alan Brax was a pop band, it would be
Midnight Juggernauts.
It's like a really fresh, over-compressed electropop, and the songs are amazing.
Yeah.
Just the songwriting, and I think and I hope it's gonna be big.
Okay, we're gonna let you go now. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Annie.
And taking time out to come into the show, and we're gonna play that track that you spoke about. It's one of my favorites from the album, New Jack. Here it is.
Thank you.